And the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, making his way up here. Jim, you guys got off to a great start tonight. Great energy there. Really liked the line combinations. What was your thought on those lines?
You're exactly right, Kelly. I thought we had a really, really positive start. Obviously, you come in here and you get the first two, and there's a lot of energy, like you said. I thought everybody, all the lines were playing hard and doing the things we needed to do. But obviously, you don't get very many breaks in this building when it comes to the officiating. And Tina gets plowed over there in front of the net and right before they tie it. But that's just, you got to overcome that stuff. But I thought we had a great response after they tied it in the first to score a third goal. But you score three goals, Kelly. You got to for us that should be enough to win hockey games. And unfortunately, we gave up six. So,
talk about what needs to change on defense. I mean, neither team are really playing defense there in that first half of the hockey game. And then the Gophers strike with four back-to-back.
I think the first one obviously was right at the end of a power play, and I think. I'm not sure if it got tipped. The shot was from fairly far out in the slot, so I'm not sure if Lauren didn't see it. Got tipped, I'm not sure. The second one, they obviously, there's so little room behind the net, and that they're used to it, so that, Zumwinkel was right there to pick up the puck off the back wall. But, we talked about we got to do a better job of getting in the shot lanes and blocking those shots, preventing those shots from getting, even getting to the net. We had some blocks. We certainly could have had more, and I think that's something we just got to continue to work at. So, obviously the second period has always been a challenge here. The long change. Obviously, they're a very good team. They're going to take advantage of it. And it was just frustrating. They tied it up after Tina got plowed over in front of the net, and then they get a break on a play where we pinch and they got a couple outnumbered rushes tonight and they scored on them. That's certainly something that we got to take care of tomorrow.
I mentioned the energy. I mentioned the lines. It was fun to see Claire DeGeorge finally shooting the puck instead of passing it so much. She had two shots on goal, and both of them went in. That's got to be a key to getting her some more goals, isn't it?
Well, we just keep encouraging her. Obviously, she's a great hockey player, and if she sees a play, she wants to make it. She's extremely unselfish, but we just keep telling her, you've got a great shot. She just missed. I think I don't know if it was the second or the third. Maybe she wired one right over the bar. She had her beat. If it's just a little bit low, that's in the net. So, and we had some other chances, kid. There's a lot of positives to take out of this game in terms of how we play. The chances we generated. We scored more goals tonight against this team than we had in the last three, four games. So that's certainly a positive.
Well, Emily Berglund, she hit a couple of posts, including a crossbar there in that third period. It could have changed the whole dynamic of the momentum for your team. It was nice to see her to get on the scoreboard as well, seeing that she was one of your leaders last year.
No question. Yeah, Emily's been playing hard, playing well all year long, and just another one of the players that's been snake bit when it comes to points. And, the group's just going to keep battling. Mm-hmm. Kelly, we're just going to keep battling. To a player, they felt like this was a definitely winnable game. And tomorrow we got to come out. The clock strikes midnight tonight. It's a new page and it's a new opportunity tomorrow.
Sounds like a good plan. Coach, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kelly. You bet.